Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Put a spring in your step and fresh looks in your home, in-store or online at harrycurry.com. Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Put a spring in your step and fresh looks in your home, in-store or online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. On Monday, we talked about the name Gubnet, and it's the name being given to a new Irish ship of the Irish Navy. It's a patrol vessel that does carry machine guns, by the way, 15 mil, I'm told, which are very powerful. But that's neither here nor there. We led into various names and why the name Gubnet has not been used. And we were contacted by Nicola Grayson from just outside Chicago in Illinois. You're there on the WhatsApp line, Nicola.
I am, hello.
Okay, very good. It's a little, it's slight delay. And you are due a baby, congratulations, in 2 weeks' time.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
And what I want, I'm asking our listeners now to, if you have a pen and paper handy, to take down some details, because you want help in naming the baby.
Yeah, so I'm due in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And my husband is Welsh.
Okay.
I'm Irish.
Welsh, okay.
And he has a Cornish last name, so kind of looking for Celtic names, and I thought I was kind of interested in the way Gubnet was an interesting name, but I'm not sure I'd 100% go for that one.
Okay, so Gubnet, let's be clear, Gubnet is gone.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, where are you from? And I'm just trying to give people at home, and we will have a short list of four at the end. There's no obligation to stick to it. There's a long way between now and the birth of the baby. But you pick four names that you're going to consider, and we'll give out prizes to the four people who nominate them and the reason they nominate. Okay. Father is Welsh. You're from Ireland. What part of Ireland, Nicola?
Just outside Ashburn, County Meath.
County Meath, the Royal County. Okay. People are. And you know it's going to be a girl. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. Okay. So looking for girls' names.
Okay, give us more information about yourself and your husband and other children you already have.
Yeah, so we met in Chicago when I was working for Kerrygold here. And,
Kerrygold, okay.
Yeah, and then I moved back to Ireland. We did long distance and we eventually got married. And and now I'm back over in America. So And we've one little boy, so we went for a Welsh name for him, and he's coming up on a year and a half now, and his name's Ioan. It's I-O-A-N, it means John.
Okay.
So John's a family name for me, but we want to go for a Welsh name, so that's why we ended up with him, with Ioan, but at the same time, living in America, it's not the easiest name to spell or pronounce for everyone.
Well, would that be a criteria that we might apply? You're looking for a name that is straightforwardly pronounced
in school,
in the States, for example.
Exactly, and easy enough for people to, when they're reading it, they can pronounce it maybe phonetically. Would be handy.
Okay, so does that mean Saoirse and Siobhan are gone?
Probably.
Okay,
yeah,
I understand. I understand, and I appreciate you asking us to come on board to help. So you want it pronounceable, you want it easily read, because they'll be, please God, she'll be in school and kindergarten and parties and friends, but you want an Irish name.
Yeah, I do like quite classical names as well, but. So, like, I have family names that I like as well, but it would be nice to have kind of a not necessarily like maybe a Celtic name, because we've Welsh, Cornish, Irish. So, you know, even
which you already in fairness to your husband, what's his first name, Nicola? Your chap,
Alex.
Alex, fairness to Alex, he's already got Ioan, hasn't he? Or Ioan, he's already got a Welsh name.
Exactly,
Alex,
all my friends are saying.
Yeah, and I think your friend, this occasion, your friends are right. Alexa, okay, have an Alex. Imagine me called, Alexa doesn't feature, sure it doesn't, I presume. No child is called Alexa.
No.
Alexa has destroyed that whole phenomenon. That's not of a tribe in God, Alexa. Okay, now give me your interest, Nicola. You're 2 weeks away from giving birth. What are yourself and Alex interested in?
Well, we both love rugby, but okay. I don't know if that's necessarily an indicator of what name you should go for.
It's not an indicator of anything, really. rugby. You say on you watched the eclipse yesterday.
So we had a partial eclipse here. So it was 90-odd percent. So
wow.
I actually worked from home, so I was able to just go outside and have a look at it. And we had blue skies, 20 degrees. Sun, so it was absolutely perfect conditions. So yeah, it was really nice.
So you stood outside with new baby in utero, so to speak, and you looked up at the obviously with what eye protection, and we had no eclipse here whatsoever. I never do, it was raining. So you saw 90% eclipse. The baby did, sorry, the baby did.
98%, I think it was. Yeah, here.
So the baby, the little girl, please God, has seen an eclipse. Now, are you interested in the sun and the sky and astronomy? Have you ever seen an eclipse before?
Yeah, actually, when I was a teenager, my mum and dad, sure, we were all on holidays in France the year there was a full eclipse. I made sure we were in the line of path and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'd be very interested in kind of ancient Irish names or you know, something a bit more unusual than, you know, the top 10, you know.
Yeah. Okay. There's some names coming in. I'll give them to you as soon as we get the callers up. I'll let them put the name to you and the reason why they believe. And okay, hobbies, what about you worked with Kerrygold. Is your background marketing? Are you academic? Do you sing? Do you paint? Do you play sports?
I used to play sports in school, but not really. My background, I've traveled a lot.
Travel,
my mum and dad emigrated to Australia in the '80s and lived in Australia and moved back to Ireland. Then I went traveling for a year with my friends, and then I've lived and worked in France for 2 years, up in 2 years, and then moved to Minnesota, moved to Chicago. So I'm a bit of a vagabond. But
that's you travel. You're following a star. So this is for listeners. 51551, text us in if you have an idea. 0818 715 815, or Joe at rt.ie. You have to give us a reason why you think the name would suit a family, Nicola, Grayson and Joan, and for their new baby girl due in 2 weeks. You're hearing things like Nicola's from Ireland, Alex is from Wales, so there is a Celtic connection. They already have a child with a Welsh name in the family. It's going to be a girl. As you just heard there, that's lots of information. Nicola herself was a traveller when she was young. Her family emigrated to Australia, then came back to Ireland. She has worked in France, Minnesota, and you like travelling.
Who doesn't, really?
Yeah, of course. Okay, that's thank you for deciding that the name definitely will not be Josephine, because anything called after Joseph would be regarded as being stupid after that question. Now, Nicola, do you believe in star signs, for example? Are you into I know you're into astronomy with the eclipses. Are you into astrology?
Not particularly.
Okay.
But I should probably say the last name of the baby is Geach. So it's a Cornish name. So it's G-E-A-C-H.
Oh, that's
so
important.
The name has to go with a name like that.
Okay.
And then what was it? Yeah, no. My name's Nicola because I'm born near Christmas or St. Nicholas's Day.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So, yeah, so kind of open to saints' names near the date of the birth as well and that kind of thing.
Okay, so but the name, we have to be comfortable with the Christian name, and it's Mary, for argument's sake. It's not going to be Mary, but Mary Geach. We have to be happy with the pronunciation. We have to be happy with the fact that it's going to be in the United States, that we want a Celtic name, but we want a Celtic name that's easily read and pronounced phonetically as it's spelt, which is another demand. And as I say, you're not into, I'm an Aquarius, so I don't believe in astrology. But your child, please God, the baby will be born at the end of April, and that would be an Aries. But that makes no odds to you. Sure it doesn't, Nicola.
No, not okay. Particular. I'm not one of those people.
Okay, same here. And have you... Are you open to, well, you are, you contacted us. You're open to suggestions from listeners. Where is Patricia? Patricia, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you, Joe?
Good, you're listening to Nicola. What's your suggestion, Patricia, and why, more importantly?
Well, I was thinking Grania is a nice name.
Okay.
And that's from the history of that would be about a girl that in the village of Tungraney, East Clare.
Yeah.
And she drowned in the river in 1940s. She was sent off on a boat or something, but she ended up drowned. And the name, you know, that came to Tungraney, but she's Grania. They got Grania out of that.
Okay.
And then the
is there say, is there a father in Grania, in your spelling?
There is.
Would that not be difficult in the States for forms and applications?
You don't have to put it. You don't have to put it, really.
Keep going. Grania, because it's very Irish. What was the second one you came up with?
And the other one was Fay. You can spell it F-A-Y if people don't understand it, but it's F-A-I-D-H.
Okay.
G-H, yeah. That might be too.
Nicola?
I pronounce that Fia.
Fia?
Oh, yeah.
Am I pronouncing it wrong?
Yeah, it's actually Fay, yeah. Patricia,
are you not in your own way highlighting one of Nicola's dilemmas, that she wants a name that's fairly straightforwardly pronounced as...
Yes.
Yeah, but keep going. This is fascinating.
Well,
but
Aoife.
Yeah, okay.
Aoife is A-O-I-F-E.
Yeah, okay.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, and what's your last suggestion?
Because what would be my Ava?
Aver, yeah. Well, I thought that was I know an Aver. How you Aver? Yeah. But Aver's a boy. No, not necessarily.
Well, Aver is a boy, but Aver being a boy is spelled different.
E B E father B E R, and your Aver is E A B H I R.
Yes.
But are we not into the same dilemma, Patricia?
You can use A V. Oh yeah, I know you're looking for names now. Yeah. That
Okay. Who are you called after Patricia?
Patricia, I don't know. Okay.
And
have
you got children?
I have.
And what are their names?
Well, I've only one, and she's Lisa Marie, and she was named after Elvis Presley's daughter because I was reading a book at the time.
Brilliant. And what happened? No. Well, why didn't you call her Grania?
I don't know. I just was reading a book at the time because I was in hospital a lot.
And that's why all girls born in Ireland around 19...
You know, there is a lot of nice Irish girls' names now. Ruth.
Okay, we'll keep going.
Kind of
we'll keep going at them. And that's why every Irish baby girl born in 1963 was called Jackie after Jackie. Kennedy and subsequently Jackie Onassis.
That's right. John Paul as well.
Oh, that's true, John Paul, another name. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Patricia. Thanks, Patricia. Kira, Joe at RT.ie 51551. Kira.
Joe, how are you?
Off you go to Nicola. Sell your name, so to speak.
All right, Nicola. Well, we called our daughter Fola. It's spelled several different ways. There's F-O for the D-H-L-A, there's F-O for the L-A. Might be a bit difficult with the fathers, but there was a trinity of goddesses of the two of the Donnan, and there was Eru, the goddess of the landscape that we know have Erin from. Then there was Bonda, who was the goddess of creativity, and then there was Fola, who was the goddess of spirituality. So they're very ancient, old names, and they all would signify different elements of
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, Nicola, you being from County Meath and the Royal County and Newgrange and Nowt and Doubt, by the way, Nicola, you're writing down these names.
I am, yeah.
Okay, Eru, Bamba. Now I'm thinking Bamba. There used to be Bamba is a name that's also spelled B-A-N-B-A. So that would be very easy to spell. That's exactly as it's pronounced. Fola is F-O for the D-H-L-A. Okay, goddess of spiritual. Okay, Kira. Cart, good afternoon. Cart, come into me, Cart.
Yeah, I have a good Irish name myself, and it definitely doesn't travel.
Okay, what do people call you then?
I just used Kate a lot when I was traveling in Australia. People just couldn't say. I used to say to people, it's like I caught a fish. Try to say okay. I caught.
And what? Sometimes but when they when they saw C-A-I-T, what would they say?
They might say Cat or Kate. Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, my three daughters now have Irish names that are very unusual. But Fia is definitely possible without the D-H. I have an F-I-A that would travel anywhere. And then Lishna, no, I wouldn't. It's very complicated. But my youngest girl is Ayla, which is E-Fada, I-L-E. But you could spell it. I've seen it spelled A-Y-L-A, which could work in the States. And it's a beautiful name. It was actually a sister of Queen Maeve of Connacht with Ayla.
Okay. Ayla.
Say Ayla. It doesn't really end with an A sound in Irish. But you could, if you're in the States, you could say... I mean, somebody mentioned Faye. I mean, that's definitely not an Irish name. Sometimes you see names that are said to be Irish. F-A-I-G-H, like, wouldn't be pronounced Faye. It'd be Fig or something that. So you have to be careful. Like, I just do feel strongly that if you're going to use an Irish name, you really should put a bit of work into it and make sure you're saying it right.
Well, you can't.
Some possibilities.
That's what Nicola is doing. Ayla, that wouldn't morph into Layla. Would it in the States, Layla, as in
there's no L in the front, so why?
No, but I'm just saying at school. Music.
It could sound, it could sound easy for them to pronounce in the States.
And Nicola, do you want to ask Cart any questions? Like Fia, how does Fia go down, Cart?
Do you know what my uncle suggested, Fia?
You might get people saying Fia. That's the only problem with the I. But I mean. I've never had a problem with Fia, whereas the other two girls get called different things, even in Ireland. They get called all kinds of things, but, it's proud. We're proud to be Irish.
Okay, and your Fia...
The States are very multicultural too, so they'll be named from all kinds of countries.
But your
there.
Fia is spelled F-I-A, but you say it can be mispronounced.
She's a 16-year-old Fia, so it was very unusual when I named it, and now it's in the top 10, so...
Okay, very good. Thanks, Cart.
You're welcome.
Nicola, how important is it to you that the child's name be pronounced properly? Do you follow me? Are you pernickety in that?
With my son's name, Johan, I write his name down, like, as it's spelled, but then I also write it phonetically, like all of his name labels going into daycare, so that people know how to pronounce it properly. But I do like the name Fia. I think it means deer, I think it is. I looked it up before.
Put Fia on your list, but remember... Kate just told us that Fia can come out as Fia in the spelling as well. But anyway, stay there. Gail Hambridge, quickly, what's your suggestion?
Hi, Nicola. My suggestion is Sunniva. It's an ancient S-U-N-N-I-V-A. It's an ancient Irish name, and Saint Sunniva basically escaped to Norway, and she's venerated over in Norway particularly, but it is an Irish name, and it's spelled exactly the way it's said and spelled, so S-U-N-N-I-V-A. Can't get it wrong.
But given that there's no V in the Irish alphabet, how does that qualify?
That's what I was thinking about.
Think more, Nicole. Keep thinking.
In Norway, it's used, quite common. But I was thinking about the eclipse as well. She was talking about the sun.
Excellent, yeah.
And it means sun's gift.
Ah.
But And I've only ever heard of one ever Sunniva.
Sunniva.
You know what it is? Sunniva. I thought it was not. It's a lovely name.
Yeah, but when the
baby. It's easy to spell.
Yeah, when the baby comes back to Ireland Nicola and Alex and Johan go down to Mead and they bring the new baby, Sunniva, you'd be only 10 minutes in Nobber before someone is saying Sunniva gone.
I think it's a lovely name.
I do, but I agree. We're trying to work out the permutations, Gail. I understand you, but we're trying to work out the possibility.
I think it's a lovely name. I've only ever come across one.
But it's
within her parameters, which is an Irish name and how to spell it correctly.
Okay, well,
Gail is a lovely name as well, but it is the most common name given to girls in the last couple of years.
Okay.
So when she comes back to Ireland, spotted. There'll be 5 or 6. Now, if she wants to do something, it's a great tool on the CSO website where you can put in your name and it will show you a graph of the, you know, where when it peaks.
Okay, but
I
love
the rise or whatever. So that's a good one.
I love the fact that you've incorporated sun and the eclipse and the baby seeing the eclipse yesterday in utero, so to speak. Nicola had when she was a child saw a previous eclipse. The only downside, and bear with me now on this, Gail, is that it'd be the child's name would be Son of a Geech.
Is that the surname?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Thanks, Gail. Go to me tomorrow, go to Gail, and we'll talk soon. Mary Green.
Hello, how are you?
Mary, what are you suggesting?
I have two suggestions. One is very straightforward. The name Erin, E-R-I-N, which they would be familiar with in America. And the other one then, it's not exactly a name, but at the same time, there is a tradition in America of using, for example, Rock Hudson, right? Rock is not necessarily a name, but they use it as a name. But my suggestion would be Grian, G-R-I-A-N, as in the sun, because the baby saw the sun yesterday, or the eclipse.
And, Grian is a brilliant singer and composer here in Ireland at the minute. Grian, but could Grian, Mary, not apply to a male and a female child, or a female child?
I suppose. I've never actually heard it as a name, but I suppose it's multi-purpose, really, isn't it?
Well, you see, I know the only Green I would be aware of, I would say a lot of people, would be Green Chatton, who's with the lead singer-songwriter with Fontaines D.C., who were doing incredibly well.
Oh, of course,
But Green, last time I spoke to him, was a man.
Well,
let's ask Nicola. Nicola, I know we're overwhelming you. Would Green be hard to pronounce in the States, G-R-I-A-N, and would people just write down G-R-E-E-N?
Yeah, or then, if they're pronouncing, I have Gryan, I can imagine that would be.
Well, then it'd be Gryan Geech, wouldn't it? That doesn't ring.
Yeah. Well, they even struggle with Nicola. I'm called Nicola all the time.
There's enough confusion in your family, Nicola. We need a clear Irish name that's pronounced as it's read, and also will fit in with the surname Geech. Thanks, Mary Green. Liz Borden, before the break. Liz, your suggestion. Come in to me, Liz.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Liz, please.
Okay, I've got two names, Joe. Okay. One is Aisling. Aisling means a dream, and it would be associated with the moon. I'm thinking about Shakespeare, Midsummer Night's Dream, and the connection with the moon, the number of times Shakespeare mentioned the moon.
Are you connecting Aisling, vision, dream, moon? Are you connecting with the eclipse?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
And that Nicola would be if Nicola called the baby, Nicola and Alex called the baby Aisling, and when the child says, "Mammy, Daddy, why did you call me Aisling?" Nicola could say, "Well, 2 weeks before you were born, I stood out here on the patio, and we looked up and we saw an eclipse, which we won't see again in our thousand generations. It's a long way away." So Aisling,
absolutely, that's a nice. But the second one is Juno.
Okay.
Juno is the maternal goddess. Now, would have connections with the sky as well, but mainly it would, for me, has the connection of the Sean O'Casey, oh, sorry, the Sean O'Casey play, Juno and the Peacock.
And remember her name. Her name in Juno and the Peacock. She got the name June from the captain. Because she was born in June, and they met in June, and the baby was born in June, so he called her Juno.
She is the maternal goddess. And she really was the maternal goddess in that play. You know, the way she was an incredible character and a brilliant playwright, Irish playwright. And my oldest, my first and only grandchild was born 18 months ago, and her mother called her Juno. What she hadn't realised was the very first play I was in when I was a teenager in Ballyferm at Joe was Juno and the Peacock, and I played the name of Juno, the part of Juno, and my daughter didn't know that. So for me, it has a lot of meaning, but I think it probably would for them.
Okay, yeah. there's some good good arguments. Now, is Juno, is J-U-N-O, Nicola, how does that?
J-U-N-O.
Juno Geach, yeah. Juno Geach.
And actually, it's A-I-S-L-I-N-G, but it could be spelled A-S-H.
Yeah, well, either way, it's spelled, A-S-H-L-I-N-G. If it was spelled that way, it would be pronounced that way, Aisling. That's very straightforward.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Nicola? If the baby's name was Aisling, as in dream, A-S-H-L-I-N-G, would you have a difficulty with the way that might be pronounced, or mispronounced, sorry, in the States?
No, I don't think so. Good solid.
Okay, Nicole. I was going to say Nicole. Nicole, before the break. What's your suggestion?
So just one suggestion, and it's a Welsh girl's name, and it's Ceres.
But the Welsh have already got a look in this family, with Johan, the boy.
Yeah. Celtic Welsh origin.
Okay, say Kara. So there's a musician again. She's on BBC Radio 2 as well.
Yeah.
Presenter Kara. But spell Kara.
C-E-R-Y-S.
But you see, what would that be? What would you? How would the Americans? Cherries? Kerries?
I know. Kerries. Yeah. Well, I mean, she could phonetically spell it K-E-R-I-S.
Okay.
If, you know, like she does with her son. Like,
it's nothing
sorry,
wrong.
Nicola, like you do with your son.
And what does Kara mean, Nicole?
Ceres means love.
Okay.
In Welsh.
Well, that's good. Okay. Thanks, Nicole. Philip Gaffney, what's your suggestion? Now, remember, will everyone operate within the borders of the limitations, so to speak, and the borders that were given? A girl, Irish name, has to be pronounced as it's read, cannot be mispronounced easily, except with difficulty, and has to, in some way, has to bring in the story of the family that Nicola travelled so much, Australia, Minnesota, France, Ireland, then back to America. Philip, what's your suggestion, please?
So my suggestion is Aideen, which is spelt A-E-D-I-N-E. And Aideen was one of the old queens of Howth on the north side of Dublin.
Okay.
And given that her husband is from Wales, Howth overlooks the Irish Sea, which overlooks Wales. So that gives them the connection.
Okay.
And for me, it's a lovely name because when we had our first child, my wife gave me a note to say, these are the people to call when Killian or Aideen are born.
Ah.
And as it turned out, it was Killian as opposed to Aideen.
Okay.
But I've always loved the name, and I only ever met one other person that was called Aideen.
Yeah, but spell that again. And Nicola, you write these down, please, because you've got to do them phonetically as well. Spell your Aideen, Philip.
A-E-D-I-N-E.
Okay. But is an Aideen also A? I was with an Aideen this morning, and she's a brilliant, brilliant artist. But she spells her name A-I-D-E-E-N.
Okay, well,
that's how I spelled it.
My spelling came from a lady who actually, to be fair, recently only passed away, a lovely lady called Aideen Collins, who, Mullingar Pewter, she's a mother of a friend of mine called Peter Collins. And I met her many, many years ago, and I thought she was such an elegant lady, and I thought it was such a lovely name.
Lovely name, Okay, Philip, I'll two more before we take a break. Then we let you think for a while, Nicola, and then we'll marshal in the other suggestions we're getting, and then at the end of the program, I think the plan is to go back to you, and you've to narrow it down to four. Bernadette Keaveney, and we've prizes for each person on it. Bernadette.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Yeah, what your name?
I was speaking to one of the researchers there, and my little story is I have a daughter, Aoife Keaveney, and she worked in Chicago on her J1 year in a catering company.
Okay.
And the company had to have their name badges on their little uniforms.
Yes.
And when it came to her getting her name badge, they said, how do you spell that name? Could not get their tongue around it. So what they had to do, they asked, well, we can't use that name, so we're going to give you a name.
Ah.
So they choose the name Julie for her, J-U-L-I-E. So she was telling us this afterwards, and we found this terribly amusing. So she arrived home at the end of summer, and Archie produces her badge with Julie on it. So that provided some entertainment for the family. So just to bear that in mind, one part of the conversation, Joe.
That's a very important one, because Nicola alluded to that. She did you not say at one stage, Nicola, that you were for your baby girl, your young daughter, please God, going to school or whatever, she might be wearing a name badge, and you want a name badge that can be read. And given the world we live in, it's hardly anywhere we don't go now without a name badge or a Kotak. Now, maybe it'll all be embedded in our upper right metatarsal or whatever in future years, if Bill Gates has a way. But Aoife, I think, is gone, because it could lead to such mispronunciation, and it's gone because Bernadette said Aoife, when she went to Chicago, got a job, here's your name tag, they changed it to Julie. Okay, Teresa Miller. Thanks, Bernadette Keaveney. Teresa Miller, what's your suggestion and why?
Hi, Joe. Well, my suggestion is because Nicola said she was outside yesterday looking at the eclipse.
Yes.
With the baby, obviously.
98% eclipse, remember, that child.
Absolutely, yes. Fantastic. Well done, her. So, so she's out there with the baby inside, and connection to the moon. It's an Irish name. It's connected to the moon, easy to pronounce.
Yeah.
And my suggestion is Luna, L-U-N-A, and it means moon in Irish.
And there's no father, no...
No, nothing. Plain and simple.
Okay.
But I think it's a lovely name.
Luna.
And very easy to pronounce, Joe. Okay. Luna.
And then remember, Teresa, throw it in to the surname, and we've Luna Geach.
Luna Geach. What's wrong with that, Joe?
I agree with you. Nicola, you wouldn't change your chap's surname, would you?
That's why I kept my maiden name.
Luna. Okay, that's another one. Write it on your list. I've got to take a break. Audrey in Port Leisure. Audrey.
Hi, Joe.
What are you suggesting and why? You must give a good reason to Nicola.
Yeah, well, the name that I like actually is Blonnet.
Okay.
And I think it's a very easy name to pronounce, and also I have never heard the name Blonnet shortened. It's the meaning is Irish Gaelic, and the meaning of it is flower or blossom.
Flower or blossom. Okay, don't move there, Audrey. Nicola, spell Blonnet as you're writing it down. Spell it out loud for me.
I spelled it Blannad, but I know that's not right.
You see, that's the problem. That is the problem. I know how it's spelled, but I'm thinking again the challenge that Nicola is up against. She's living in the States. We live in a world where there are name tags, and anyway, Nicola. Okay, there's more people want to come in. I have to take a break. Joe, what a boring name. Joe, boring at RTE.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Currie. Keep the light out with our new ranges of blackout curtains and blinds. Perfect for a peaceful sleep and a brighter start.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
You see, I blame Micheál Martin, the tarnished. He's the one who announced at the weekend that the two new ships, second-hand ships, but the two new patrol ships that we bought from the New Zealand Navy, I think the main reason we bought them, it's only a crew of 15 on each. They're in inshore patrol ships. Well, they can go out far enough, but if you follow me, they can't do 12 days away. But there's only 15 crew. But one of them is called Gubnet, and that was mentioned on the programme on Monday, and then people said, I wouldn't call my child Gubnet. I am called Gubnet, but there's no babies called Gubnet. And what does it mean? That got us into names. And then we were contacted by Nicola Grayson, who's an Irish woman based in the United States of America, married to a Welsh chap. And she is expecting a baby girl, please God, in a fortnight's time. And she wants an Irish name within the confines of the American scenario, i.e. pronounced as it's spelt, can be easily written on name tags, but it has to be uniquely Irish. Now, the names that are coming in so far, and I've at the end of the programme, Nicola is going to pick four, shortlist four names. And again, we're not holding Nicola to anything, but it's her request. And we have a couple of prizes to give away to those. So I see Fia, Luna, Aisling, Tara. They're the ones that are coming in a lot. Where's Mary? Mary, good afternoon. Your suggestion, please, for Nicola, and why?
Well, my suggestion, Joe, would be Maeve, M-A-E-V-E, and it refers to the name Queen. It can also refer to the word intoxicating, as in the joy, she who brings joy.
Okay. Maeve.
And my reference would be Maeve Binchy.
Okay. And that's funny, because there was a suggestion on Monday that one of the new Navy ships be called Maeve Binchy, because it's going to be based near where she was born and reared and lived, out in Dunleary stroke dock. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there. And why is it? Because you love Maeve Binchy, or you like the name?
Well, we did love Maeve Binchy, yes. My daughter was a bookworm, and she had all Maeve's books. She read all Maeve's books.
Now, is there a problem with the different spellings of Maeve?
Possibly the M-A-E. Possibly, yeah. But other than that, it's fairly straightforward, you know, M-A-E-V-E.
Okay. Nicola, would that be... I've seen a few spellings of Maeve. Would that be a little hiccup for you, Maeve, the spelling of... The pronunciation.
I have a good friend called Maeve.
Okay.
And it's actually rising in popularity here in the US. So Maeve is. Yeah.
Well, surely people will spell it M A V E. And then it would.
No, they spell it M A E V E.
Okay. But I'm just saying, would they get the Irish connection? But anyway, thanks indeed, Mary. Where is Adrian Kelly? Adrian.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
What are you suggesting and why?
Well, at the start of the conversation there, I think Nicola mentioned something about the stars and possibly Railteen, but it could be difficult for the Americans, but Railteen is a nice name.
Well, we had a Railteen on the programme on Monday. The poet Railteen Lennon rang us, so there's a bit of topicality in that as well. Okay, Railteen as in the stars, but you think that might be a difficult one for spelling?
It might. But a previous contributor mentioned Aisling. That can be spelt A-S-H-L-I-N-G. Be pretty easy, easier for the Americans.
Phonetically, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I see you're mentioning Tara as well, which a lot of people are, T-A-R-A. Obviously, T-A-R-A.
Yeah, Nicola's from County Meath.
Yeah.
So, the Royal County.
Yeah. Do you know any Taras, Nicola? Is there any Taras in the family?
I don't.
Do you not know?
No, I don't know any Taras. No.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, Adrian, good to meet them all. Good. Where's Gillian? Gillian, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
What name are you suggesting?
I just suggesting the name Crea.
Crea, okay.
C-R-E-A. I just, it originates from Cree, meaning heart in Irish.
Okay. Spell so it. How do you spell it?
C-R-E-A.
Okay.
Now, Joe, the only reason I'd never heard that word before, just the name before, I was looking up online there when Brian Dobson was retiring.
Yes.
And his spouse's name came up as Crea. So that was an hour ago. So just... ironically, you spoke about names, Irish names, and I thought it was a lovely name. So it's a love for helping others and it's fun loving in general. Okay.
And Brian's wife is called Crea.
Yeah, yeah, that's the only reason.
Okay, yeah. And there's another Brian in here. Brian Dowding, his daughter is called Crea. Great friends of mine. Okay. And I'm godfather to Neil. So the Crea is a name I've heard. Is that a name you've heard, Nicola?
No, that's... Oh, sorry, that's just me, yeah.
Crea.
Never. And you say... Yeah, not spelled that way either.
Okay, but Gillian is saying if you spell it C-R-E-A... It does become Crea. Yeah, it is straight, very straightforward. Yeah. Okay. Am I overwhelming you at this stage, Nicola? Everything's okay. You don't have to go for a scan or anything. You're okay.
Scans tomorrow. I have lots of scribbles.
Okay. This is nonstop. Where's Margaret Considine?
I'm here, Joe.
Ah, Margaret, are you serious?
I am.
Oh, you can't be serious.
It is Oakley.
Annie Oakley.
No, just Oakley.
Okay, what does it mean? Why should it be this?
It's an oak meadow. It's a very old Irish name, and it's oak meadow or the meadow of the oak tree.
Okay. Oakley.
And Oakley can't be mispronounced or misspelled.
Yeah, that's true. It's very
good. Straightforward, but really nice. And it's my granddaughter's name, and her mum's name is Tara.
Ah, now is there now, Nicola? Is anything resonating with you here in terms of you hear Oakley and you say, "Oh, actually, we have an oak meadow near the house, or we have an oak tree," or I first met Alex, or he first kissed me under the oak tree in near Navan and County. But is there anything that's popping up?
No. Not particularly for Oakley.
But it's a lovely name, Margaret.
It is. It's a lovely name and an unusual name.
But do we know anyone called Oakley?
Yeah.
Yes, my granddaughter.
Okay. And what do our pals in school call her? It's a lovely name, Oakley.
She's only 12 weeks old, Joe.
Brilliant.
She's not going anywhere for a while.
Brilliant. And good health to her and her parents. That's Oakley. Regina Griffin. Regina.
Hiya, Joe. Hiya, Nicola. Okay. I have a lovely name, okay. Nova.
Nova,
it's from
yes.
the Latin origin, which means new. Okay. And also in astronomical terms, it means bright stars that appear suddenly in the sky and release powerful energy. And because you had seen the eclipse, it might have a nice memory to it as well.
And it means new, but are we looking? It's a gorgeous name. I know that me and how are you, darling? Great young girl living in West Dublin. Gorgeous, Regina. So, do you know anyone called Nova?
I do. My grandniece is called.
Oh, okay,
Nova,
and you just
and
love it.
She lives in Canada, okay. So they've no problems with spelling the name.
They sure do. There's no problem with pronouncing the name.
No.
Okay. So, okay, Regina. Regina's a lovely name as well, as in
there
Queen.
There you go. That being Queen, yeah.
Okay, where's Elizabeth Meehan? Elizabeth.
Hi, Joe.
Your suggestion.
Mine, actually, I realise now that you've come across it before. It's Tara, and seeing that she's from Meath and the head of Tara.
Okay.
And it's very easily, you know, to say it and, you know, pronounce it and spell it.
Okay, well, that's the one that's coming in. Top so far, but Aisling is up there, Luna is up there, Aoife is up there, Banba was another name that came up. Okay, Elizabeth Meehan, Gurumila Margaret.
Lived in Canada for 25 years.
Right.
And when we went, my daughter Siobhan was 12.
Oh.
And of course they used to call her Siobhan.
Like you see.
And she came home from school one day.
Yes.
I said, "Why did you call me that name?"
Yeah,
I said, "I didn't know we would end up in Canada."
What was she called?
Siobhan.
Oh my God. Siobhan. Siobhan.
I used to say to people, it's very similar to the material. Chiffon,
yeah. But still.
And then they used to call her chiffon.
And she didn't like that either.
Didn't like it. I thought, let them make an effort. But my other daughter, which is, I think, kind of a Celtic name, is Glenda.
Okay.
So that would tie in with all the Celts.
Well, you've helped Nicola in the sense that you've eliminated Nicola the name Siobhan, because what was she called again in school?
Siobhan.
Siobhan. Oh, mother of God.
And the receptionist where I worked, she would just, send me a message, and she would just say, "Your eldest daughter is looking for you."
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, that story's worth telling. Thanks indeed, Elizabeth. Meehan, Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Put a spring in your step and fresh looks in your home, in-store or online at harrycurry.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. We thought it would last 3 minutes, and we've come back to it, as I said, at the end of the programme. But when Nicola Grayson approached us, pursuant to a conversation on Monday, a light-hearted conversation about the name Gubnet, and her baby June, 2 weeks, baby girl in the States, she's Irish, husband, father is Welsh, and already have a Welsh name, boy's name in the family, and she's looking for an Irish name. With all the constrictions that happen in different countries, i.e. should be spelt as it's written, i.e. mispronunciations, should be easy and straightforward to put on IDs, passports, name tags for sleepovers, birthday parties, school, etc., etc. Liam, good afternoon.
Hello.
What's your suggestion, please?
Your own hometown, Ballyfermot.
Fair play, Liam. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I just sitting here listening and I just had to give a ring. What about Olive?
Olive.
Now, you have Olive, Olive that was married, Popeye, to Olive Isle. And Olive is an American name.
Okay.
Now, the long name is Olivia.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But the Americans won't call you Olivia. They go short and they call her Olive.
Nicola, was that now, bear with me now, Liam. I know you're from Ballyhoo, so you won't be easily offended. None of us are. want to be, said you. Nicola, did I hear you laughing when the name, not for any to do with Olive, but the fact that it's Popeye and the United States of America?
Yeah, I don't think it's particularly Irish, or am I wrong in saying that?
Well, unless you pronounce it Olive, Olive O. Olive, Olive.
Yeah.
Mount Olive, obviously. And, William, let me come back, William. Have you children yourself?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are have you daughters or granddaughters? What are they called?
I have a daughter that's Victoria, which is called Vicky.
Okay, lovely name, as is Olive, yeah.
And then you have Edward, which is called Ed.
Okay.
I'm Liam, I'm William, and I'm called Liam.
But on your passport, is it William?
It's William, yeah.
And do you ever get any confusion?
Now and again, but when you break it down and you show them, they can act, oh, yes, I see what you mean. Now, I've been over in Wales a lot, and the Liams over there want to be called, the Williams over there, a few of them said, could I be called Liam?
Yeah, well,
and I said, yes,
you can. Yeah, but did you ever come across, I know we all went, especially young girls went through a phase when they're 12 or 13, I want to change my name. I just wonder, did anyone ever change their Christian name by deed poll? Go in and say, I don't want to be called, I'm using this as an example, bear with me, listeners, please. I don't want to be called Gubnet, I want to be called Sue or George or whatever. Did anyone ever change? I know people deed poll their surnames be times. But okay, William, thanks. What's the weather like in Ballyhoo today, Liam?
It's absolutely lovely. Sun's correct. Up, but look at the scud.
Tropical, scud. Tropical. Oh, as usual.
Yeah, tropical.
Linda Feehan, Linda.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Yeah.
I have a suggestion, for Nicola. My daughter's friend lives in America, and her daughter's called Aveen, but they spell it A-V-E-E-N.
Okay.
And I thought it actually goes quite nice with her surname.
Aveen Geach, yeah?
Yeah.
There's no issues in the States about names, name tags, pronunciation, school, spelling.
No, nothing. Like, obviously you can spell it the Irish way with the father in it, but she found it much easier when over in the States that she spelled it as it sounded, and it was absolutely fine.
Okay, and remember, this conversation began with the naming by the Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, who's also Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs. He called the two new ships we bought, Gubnet and Avian, but it was AO IBH. But you're saying, well, that's a connection with the origin of the story, the genesis of this challenge. Yeah. Okay, have you another name in mind? You have, because I see it on the wall here.
Well, my daughter is called Shauna. And
lovely
she
name, yeah.
And it's Shauna.
Yeah.
And she never had any problems, no matter where she went, how it was, you know, pronounced.
Is there not an S-E father A-N-A, Shauna?
No,
the father would be on the A,
What she actually spells it, or we spelled it S-H-A-U-N-A,
okay.
And no father, yeah.
And Shauna Geach is nice, isn't it?
Yes, I think they're two really nice names.
Okay, well done. And your own daughters, children, if you have them? Avian, obviously.
My daughter is Shauna.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're practicing what you're preaching, Linda.
I am, yeah.
Yes, very good. Okay, good. I'm all good. Sinead, by the way, the prizes I have to give out, and the way we'll do it, we'll give them out randomly. We'll get someone to blindly pick. But you have to have nominated one of the four, the shortlist that Nicola is going to nominate at the end of the programme. There are two tickets for Mrs. Brown's Boys in the Three Arena. Now I'm thinking Mrs. Brown's Boys. We have Agnes Brown. We've Winnie, our next door neighbour. We've Cathy, the daughter. We've Fiona, who was actually Brendan's daughter. So there's Irish names there. We've two tickets for Brian Adams in the Three Arena. Brian, but it's B-R-Y-A-M. But then again, these could be messages, Nicola. Somebody has already suggested Crea, and I asked her why she suggested Crea, and she said because she was looking up Brian Dobson because he's retiring, so to speak, and she said she was broken-hearted when she saw that Brian was happily married to Crea and had been for a long time. But Brian is spelled B-R-Y-A-M, which is the same as Brian Adams. Rod Stewart in the Royal Hospital, Kilmainham, on May the 26th, two tickets, and two tickets for Tom Jones and Sheik. Well, that'll be some gig in St. Anne's Park on the 9th of June. Have I gone to Sinead Cousin? Sinead, come in quickly.
Hi.
Sinead.
Hello, how are you?
Something original now, Sinead. Go ahead.
With the very original, I'm going to suggest Sinead.
very good. Very good.
That's basically because I'm 50 now, but I first went to America when I was 10 because my mum's two sisters lived there.
Okay.
And when I was 10, nobody in America that was in Boston could pronounce my name. It was like, oh, Sinead, and all this kind of weird stuff. And then many years later, well, not that long, probably about 7 or 8 years, I went back and obviously Sinead O'Connor had come on the scene and absolutely everybody could pronounce my name.
Ah.
So Sinead O'Connor changed the landscape for every single Sinead.
Isn't that fascinating?
And it's worldwide. Wherever I've gone over the years, you know, they just go, oh, like Sinead O'Connor, no problem at all. And I think it's a lovely name because it also has the father. Because if you want to be really Celtic, it's lovely. Yeah. Like Sinead, some Sinead don't put on their fathers and some do. So, you know, we're kind of...
Do we know what Sinead means, so to speak?
I don't know what Sinead means. I know the English version is Jane or Joanne.
Ah.
So I don't actually know what it means. But I think it's a lovely Irish name and it'll travel
apparently
really,
it has,
well.
It has Hebrew roots, Nicola.
Oh.
Sinead has Hebrew roots, meaning God is gracious. Isn't that beautiful phrase?
Right.
Not God is good, but God is gracious. Isn't that a beautiful phrase? Yeah. And then we go back in Ireland. Well, there's lots of Sinead's in Ireland. We've Sinead Ban de Valera.
Exactly. Well, I was named after her. I was named after Sinead. Yeah, I was named after Sinead de Valera, and my brother was named after Garrett Fitzgerald. So we were crossing both.
And is there a Charlie? Is there a Charlie in the family?
There's no Charlies.
Okay, Sinead suggests Sinead. Okay, yeah. Where's Kay Kilroy? Sorry, go ahead. This is in before, but give us some more arguments in favour, and we put your name in the hat if it's in the shortlist of four. Kay Kilroy.
Hi. Yes, I was suggesting Railteen,
yes.
Which the original spelling R-E for the I-L-T-I for the N is a little tricky, but
yes,
it could be,
to say
could be
least.
Simplified
okay.
to a R-A-I-L-T-E-E-N
okay.
or R-A-Y-L-T-E-E-N.
Okay.
Meaning little star. Raelt is the Irish for star, and Ian, anything on the end, means little, obviously. So that's what I was thinking. The association with where Nicola is from, County Meath, River Boyne, Newgrange, and all the people of ancient times, even before the Celts, who were looking up at the skies.
So you're thrown in, I see you're thrown in Erin again, E-R-I-N.
Erin, or it could be Eru. That's the original name of the goddess, Erin or Eru. Fia meaning deer. Somebody else said that.
Okay.
There's also the association with the Fianna, and therefore Tara. And Tara's another name suggestion.
Okay. They're on the list here. Thank you, Kay. That's Kay Kilroy. Yeah. Deirdre Flynn. Ah, look at this. This is you put your thinking cap on. You listened, as everyone did, I presume. But you picked up on one aspect of Nicola's background that hasn't been picked on so far. Go ahead, Deirdre Flynn in Cork.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
The name I wanted to suggest there was Orna. There's two different ways of spelling it. So you can spell it O-R-N-A, and you can put the fada on the O or not. And then the other way of spelling it is O-R-N-A-I-T-H. And I thought the reason I liked that name was, first of all, it means the golden one. So back to the whole, relation with the moon and the sun. But the other thing as well is I was thinking that, because it means gold, I was thinking Kerrygold, and the fact that they have the connection with the working for, I think it was Kerry Foods, wasn't it?
And then the company who now market Kerrygold and source Kerrygold from the different co-ops is called Ornua. Yeah. O-R-N-U-A is the name of the company.
Very good.
Nicola, I suppose we're going to ask you straight, did you like your time in Kerrygold?
I've met my husband through it, so good.
How did you meet Alex? Through butter.
Well, because I was working for them over here, and that's how we then met. So
okay, you're not going to narrow it down for me.
Oh, well, he doesn't work for... He works for an insurance company.
Okay,
so.
That's all right. Oh, sorry, you meant that's what brought you to the States. Orna, O-R-N-A. Ornua, as we say, is the company. It's the home of the Ornua Co-op, they call it. But it does carry... markets Kerrygold all over the world. Mm-hmm. And Kerrygold is extraordinarily popular and prestigious in the States, isn't it, Nicola?
Yeah.
It's regarded as...
So you can't go anywhere now without seeing it.
Yeah, and it's regarded as the best butter, isn't that correct?
Yeah. Always have it stocked in the fridge.
Yeah, but it is a little bit expensive in the States be times, isn't it? Trump put a tariff on it or something? Anyway, okay. Remember that. Okay, Orna is coming in, and I think there's a good connection with your own life. Okay, stay with us, Joe at rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Keep the light out with our new ranges of blackout curtains and blinds, perfect for a peaceful sleep and a brighter start.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Nicola, just to tell you, Fiona is now, F-I-O-N-A, is now featuring in the running. Paul, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe.
Your name, go ahead.
My friend's son was born on a Tuesday, and I think the Gaelic for Tuesday was Luan.
I thought that was the Gaelic for Monday.
It was Monday then.
Yeah.
But whatever day the baby was born on is a great and unique way for naming them, in Gaelic.
Yeah, okay. Would the day or the date, probably would, Nicola, wouldn't it? Would the day or the date that, please God, your baby girl is born on, would that influence you, do you think? And
do you know what? I never even considered that, but it's a really good idea.
Well, given that you are Nicola near Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's just.
Oh, I like
just
that idea. But
okay,
I'll
Paul. Paul is suggesting Luan, which is a lovely one. And remember, Juno came in. Luna. Luna came in earlier as well as Aoife, Aisling, Tara, Fia, Sinead, and then Luna, Luan Geach, Luan Geach. Okay, Jenny. Jenny.
Hello.
What are you suggesting, please?
I'm suggesting Fiona.
Oh, lovely. And
it's an easy name, and I think it would go with her surname. And I have a granddaughter who lives in California, and the name's been a great success. It's, you know, it's easy to spell, and the her own parents call her Fee, which is the French for girl. And Fiona's a lovely name, and it's, as I mentioned, it's gone down very well in America. The
okay.
other name,
yes.
The other name I have, and I've, in fact, since while I've been listening, I thought of two other Irish names, Niamh, which is so pretty.
It is Niamh.
Very feminine, Niamh. Now, the other name, I have a friend in America, and one in Australia called Colleen.
Yeah,
which
Colleen.
Is the Irish.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Isn't that a lovely name, Colleen? And we'll go with your with the surname. And the
Colleen
other one
Geach,
is
yeah.
a friend. Yes, yes, another is a friend who lives in Mayo, a friend of my daughter's, and she's Shifra.
Oh, yes, Shifra.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful
yeah.
Irish
what about,
name.
Yeah, but what, you see, the reason, now, Nicola, you come in here, like our Fiona Shifra, like
Niamh,
the one that sounds most straightforward to me there is Fiona,
yes.
in terms of spelling and pronunciation. No reflection on the Niamhs and the Shifra in our lives, the Shifras. But you say
my
you,
best
your experience.
Niamh, so she'd love that.
Okay, but Jenny, you say you know a Fiona in the States and there's no problems.
My granddaughter, yes.
Yeah.
It's been a great success, her name, Fiona.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
no problem pronouncing it.
Okay. And Jenny, who were you called after?
Well, my name is, I suppose it's an abbreviation, it would be Jennifer.
Yeah, of course.
You know, my ancestors had different names. I'm a funny mixture.
Okay. And you never, did you ever go through the Four Mary stage when you were 12 or 13 from the comic, the Judy? Did you ever go, my favourite, did you ever go through a phase where you say, I'd love to change my name?
I haven't, but
no. yes.
I have both my mother and my mother-in-law were both called Mary.
Okay.
So Mary was used, one of my daughters, her second name is Mary.
Okay.
So I've tried to give my children original names. My oldest daughter is Natasha.
Oh,
Natasha
lovely,
Amelia,
yeah.
after my older sister, who was Amy.
Okay.
And and then my second daughter
okay.
is Charlotte. Charlotte Mary.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Charlotte's a lovely name.
Lovely
it's
name
not,
as well. Well, it's abbreviated to Lottie, isn't it? Lottie?
Lottie, yes,
yeah,
or Shah. But that's not an Irish name. But Fiona, I'm afraid I don't know the history of the name
well, it is.
Fiona. But
yeah.
it's a beautiful name. And
okay.
as I mentioned, it's gone down very well in California.
Okay.
And she's the only Fiona in her school.
Ah, but it's still, and okay, that's another one. Because if she's called Fia... If she comes back to Ireland, every and it's a beautiful, beautiful name, but there will be a fair few of them. Thanks, Jenny. Anne Mulhern. Before the break, we've had Orna, as in gold. What
well,
are you suggesting?
I was thinking Orla,
ah.
O-R-L-A, which is an Irish princess
okay.
in the good old days of Queen Maeve. Very easy to
spell,
pronounce, and to write. Orla.
And Orla is an Irish princess.
It is an
well
old
done.
Irish name, Goldilocks.
And you make the point, which is a really important. I hope we've stood by it and we've honoured it during the programme. Your name, your Christian name, stays with you for the rest of your life.
Of course it does,
yes. And Nicholas...
Mulhern, okay. followers of St. Kieran.
Okay.
O Muil Kieran.
Okay, Anne Mulhern. And if you're children
yeah.
yourself, Anne, you mind me asking?
I'm
okay.
spinster Auntie Anne.
Auntie Anne. And are you godmother to a load of children, Anne?
Yes, I am.
And
you
how many?
And I have great rapport with them, and they're
okay.
lovely kids. I have nieces, and Niamh was another one I was thinking
okay.
of. But you know what I was thinking of as well, Joe?
Go on.
Molly Rose. Sure, where would you get anything nicer than Molly Rose?
Beautiful. Beautiful name.
Beautiful name. I have a little grandniece and she's called Molly Rose.
Well, we've an Anna Rose working on the programme. It's a beautiful name.
Oh, right. Tell her to change it to Molly.
Yeah, okay, Molly
good
Rose.
Okay.
Admiral Hearn, good to meet you, Mahogat, back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Put a spring in your step and fresh looks in your home, in store or online at harrycurry.com.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Where did it all go wrong? Where did it begin? Nicola, in about 2 minutes, I'm going to be asking you for your shortlist of four for serious consideration for your new baby girl, due, please God, in 2 weeks from now. And you've laid out the parameters an hour ago and all the different variations. Yesterday, the eclipse, you being from Meath in Ireland, living in Chicago, just outside Chicago. Your chap, Alex, the dad, is from Wales. You worked for Kerrygold. You travelled all over the world. And like most people, you love travelling. Okay, Sean Brady, get in quick with a nomination.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Nicola. It's Sean here. My first daughter's name is Isolt. Like Isolt and Triskin and Isolde from the play, from the drama. And it's a lovely name. And Isolt comes from the Cornish Welsh area of the legend. King Mark sent his nephew Triskin over to pick a princess in Ireland, and they took a love potion, Triskin and Isolde, on the boat going over, and King Mark never got his bride. But Isolde comes from Isolde's Tower, Isolde. Isolde is a lovely name, and with Nicola's husband being Welsh, I was thinking of that.
Yeah, and remember the name Geech, apparently, if I'm right, Nicola, comes from around Cornwall, Cornish connection.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the name, is. Are you nominating Isolde or Isolde?
Isolt,
I-S-E-U-L-T. Okay. And you say there's an Irish connection, obviously, and there's a Cornish connection because Cornish King Mark ordered, geez, I ordered on the internet, did he? Cornish King Mark, according to Wikipedia, ordered an Irish bride and sent over his nephews to pick her up. Deliveroo.
Yeah. Triskin and Isolde took a love potion on the boat going back to Cornwall, and they fell in love, and Mark never got his bride. But the Welsh-Irish connection.
Okay, you have it there. So is Isolde married a Welsh? She was princess married a Welsh king. Okay. There's good connections there. Stuart Moran, Stuart, briefly, please, your suggestion.
Good afternoon, Joe. I was just listening to the show there, and I only had my first daughter there last week. We called her Fola.
Congratulations to you and your partner, Fola.
Beautiful. Fola, yeah, F-O-D-H-L-A. And where did with F-O-L-A.
And why did you choose that name?
We just wanted to, well, my wife in particular wanted an Irish name, and we just wanted something that was kind of, you know, original.
Fola, what a lovely, gentle name. Okay, and everyone doing well, I hope.
Oh, everybody, yeah. Sure. No, happy and healthy, yeah.
Great, and Godspeed and good health to Fola in our life, ahead of our long life, ahead of our Liz Kyo. Liz.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah, your suggestion, Liz.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
I'm suggesting Grania.
Grania, okay. Yes. Why?
I don't know about any connection, any Welsh connection. But,
no, but it's an Irish one primarily.
Daughter of Fikra.
Yeah.
And she was the Connacht Queen, the Connacht Pirate Queen.
Okay.
And also, it means grace in English, and it means fear of the sun.
Okay. Well, there's good connections, given all the information that
I do know a Grania, and I know an Aoife.
Okay. Let's quickly, Michael. Your last suggestion is Boone.
Hi. Yeah, Joe, Queen of Leinster, buried in Clane County Kildare around 33 AD, B-U-A-N, and it means goodness.
Okay, Nicola, thank you, Michael. Nicola, thank you, Michael. Just as before we finish, Michael suggested Buin, but what are your four, what is your shortlist for our four prizes, which I announced earlier? Your four, please, Nicola.
Yeah. I think Sean just pipped in there with Izzelt. I actually quite like that
okay.
one.
Okay, that's something for Izzelt. Great connection history-wise, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, a lot of thought went into it.
Yeah.
But there's a bit of a comedy factor. I quite liked Son of a Geech.
Son of a Geech. Okay. Son of a Geech. Okay. Yeah.
I think two just more, for the two thought more, that two went more, into that name was good.
Two more. Izzelt, Son of a...
I really like the gentleman's suggestion of Aideen because it was one of the Queens of Hoth.
Okay, Aideen. Okay, and what's your final one at this stage?
And the final one, Lady suggested two good strong ones, Aisling and Juno.
Okay.
So I didn't catch her name. But,
okay,
yeah.
Aisling and Juno. We look after all those people. Okay. Aisling and Juno. Okay. Thanks indeed. So we're down to Izzelt, Son of a, Aisling, Judo, and Aideen. Okay. Thanks indeed, Nicola. That's Nicola Grayson. Nicola, above all, this was only a bit of fun, but as someone said, it is a name for the rest of your life. I hope you've got some good ideas. Above all, good health now in the next fortnight. Look after yourself and take it easy. And the summer is coming in and it'll be a gorgeous time to have a bouncing baby girl and a sister for Johan and a daughter for you and Alex and a granddaughter for so many. Thanks indeed, Nicola. Good meal, I'm all good. Sian O'Gorman produced and Ray, Paul, Shay, Joseph, Ray Darcy is next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Elevate your bedroom with our fresh new bedding designs and colours, in-store and online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. Or email joe@rte.ie.